You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast on Monday, July the 4th. I'm Andy Holding, going to take a look towards the Roscommon card this evening, where we have a seven race programme, beginning with the first race, a seven furlong maiden at 5.55. One or two nice little bets along the way. Predominantly tonight, the racing is going to be run on soft ground. There is a bit of a band of rain going to come in as well during this afternoon, this evening, which should ensure that the ground stays on the testing side. So I'll very much bear that in mind when selecting my horses here this evening. Moving on then to the opening race, the 5.55, as said, seven furlong maiden, in which Sir Edward Lancy is bound to be a short price favourite. Off the back of a decent effort down in Gowran the other day, when he was well backed on that particular occasion, he went off 4-6. Although he couldn't quite get the job done, it was a decent effort all the same, and he certainly looks the one that you'd probably suggest he's the one to beat here. But to be fair, back in the field there was a nice run by Brutal from the Jer Lyons stable, and I do think he's probably the each way alternative to the short price favourite here today. As is often the case, Jer Lyons' horses often need their first experience, and that was very much the case with his Son of Pivotal, who stayed on quite nicely under a particularly tender ride in the latter stages of that race to be a never nearer fourth. With just normal improvement, you'd expect him to be there or thereabouts. We certainly know he handles the ground and he stays the trip well enough. So Brutal looks a decent each way bet for us in the first race.
Race two.
This is when it gets a little bit more serious, because one of my strongest bets on the card runs in this race. And the horse in question is Eco Eye from the Augustine Leahy stable. Now, looking at this horse's record, he's only won one in 10 starts, but all of his best performances have come on a soft or a heavy surface, particularly when he's raced over 6 or 7 furlongs. Therefore, you can probably dismiss his run last time out at Limerick, when the ground was obviously too quick for him. But prior to that, and this is the key piece of form line which surely must give him a major chance tonight, when he finished second to Willie McCreary's mare, Downforce at Sligo, that was a really excellent effort, not only visually but on the speed figures. And of course Downforce has gone on to win subsequently at the Curra, and that horse is now rated 91. Back in third was a horse called Bonya, which won the other night at Fairy House. And even Full Shilling, who was 11th, has also gone on to win subsequently. So the form of the race is very, very strong, as is also its run the time before at Cork, when third behind Tribal Path, who continues to improve from the James Fiend stable. With the ground conditions look set fair for this horse tonight, odds around about 2-1 are very appealing for this gelding by Echo of Light.
Race number three.
We have another decent bet here in the way of Midnight Mud Crabs, who ran really well the other day in a very competitive handicap at the Curra, finishing fifth. And you could almost say that was almost an improved effort from the victory that she achieved the time before at Gowran, when she won by 7 lengths. But obviously subsequently the handicapper tried to intervene by raising that £14. And albeit she couldn't quite come to terms with that last time out, as I said, at the Curra, that was a really hot race for fillies and mares, won by Penny Pepper. And I'd expect her to run another huge race here tonight. Obviously, soft ground is very much her cup of tea. She likes to race up with a pace, which is very important here tonight at Roscommon. And she's also drawn right on the inside as well, so she should get a lovely run round, a grain-shaving trip around the paintwork. So the informed James Fiend trained filly, Midnight Mud Crabs, is the choice there in the 6.55.
Race four.
Not a particularly strong maiden. Obviously, Savannah Storm looks the part here. Off the back of his good run first time out behind one of Joseph O'Brien's, Reckless Gold at the Curra. He's sure to improve for that, and being by a Son of Dubawi, you'd expect him to get a mile and a quarter no problems. But there isn't much juice in his price, as you can see this morning. He's generally trading around the 1-3 mark. So the option here perhaps would be to look towards the betting without the favourite market. And we might get a little bit of a chance to have a sneak at a bit of value here in the shape of Felix Gold to finish second to the favourite. She shaped really well last time out. Quite a decent maiden down in Nace when she finished seventh behind one of Dermot Wells called C. Swift. And I like the way she kept on quite nicely in the latter stages there without being unduly punished. She's one of those horses, typical of Mickey, that I think is going to improve throughout her career. She may even end up on the all-weather at some stage, but for now, she doesn't look a bad type, and she's certainly shown enough anyway to suggest she can at least give Aurelian, the second favourite, plenty to think about in chasing home the jolly.
Race 5.
The big race of the night, run over a mile, 3.5 furlongs. Stamina very much going to be the order of the day here. Obviously, we need to look closely at Chemical Charge and Claudio Monteverdi. They've been running well in decent contests so far this season, particularly Chemical Charge. He bumped into the informed Sir Isaac Newton last time out, and a lot of punters will be looking towards that form line as being the key to this race. But I do quite like Red Stars at a price here from the John Ox stable. John's had a very quiet season. He's only had 2 winners, which is quite incredible. But I do like the way this horse kept on quite well for pressure in the latter stages of quite a decent race at Nace the other day behind a horse of Dermot Wells called Discipline. She's certainly bred to get further than a mile and a quarter as well, being by Mandoro out of a Galileo mare. And I'm hopeful that the step up in triple suitors. She certainly won't have any problems with the ground. She handled it pretty well enough the time before behind Jet Setting at Leopardstown. And all in all, her profile looks quite good here for a big run on the card. So I do think Red Stars is worth more than a second look there.
Race number 6.
This looks a really competitive heat. 4 runners going to post, but all of them can be fancied of sorts. I do like Radar O'Reilly's attitude. He made all the running last time out at the Curragh, and if he gets a trip, I think he could be dangerous. Obviously, Aratara won at the same meeting as well on the same card, and there isn't a great deal between those two on the speed figures. But I'm also a massive fan of this Munishid from the Dermot Weld stable. He's improved with every run, and that performance last time out here over the course is the key form line for me here. He beats horses called Benny's Parade and, more importantly, Motherland, who landed a touch last time out for us on the podcast when winning at Ballinrobe. The time figure is very good, and it's just a case whether he handles this softer ground tonight. He's certainly got the action to say he will. He's a big, powerful sort, and I'm hopeful that he will get through the conditions. So a little trappy heat here. I wouldn't put you off any of the four in the race, to be perfectly honest. They've all got good sound claims, but Munashid's the one I like out of the four, and he'll do for me at round about 9-4 this morning.
And the final race.
Trappy little maiden, nothing too strong here form-wise, but the key to this race could be a race down in Wexford a few starts ago where Radar, Rainfall and Multiculture and Shingari locked horns, and those obviously the first three in the betting here tonight. On that occasion, Rainfall Radar just came out on top and has subsequently gone on to run really well down in Down Royal behind Brocopondo in a decent handicap. She's fairly solid, but out of the three, I do think the prices for Multiculture are certainly worth more than a second look, and I think this horse rates a decent each way alternative to the favourite. He was noted doing some good late work in that race down in Wexford, and then similar comments apply to his run the other day at the Curragh over a mile and a half when he was badly positioned round in the home turn when he was stuck out wide. But to be fair to the horse, he kept on really well down the lane to suggest that his winning turn could finally be just around the corner. Obviously, he's had 10 goes at the moment and still hasn't got his head in front, but there doesn't appear to be anything wrong with his ability or his willingness to battle. And like I say, he looks a decent each-way bet in that final race. So a decent card here tonight at Roscommon. Obviously going to be run on soft ground. We'll spin through the selections. The first race, I'll go with Brutal each-way. Should come on from his first run. In race two, my best bet on the card on my nap is Eco Eye. Then we move on to another decent bet in the shape of Midnight Mud Crabs. 7.25, I'm just going to bet without the favourite here and go with Felix Gold as an alternative to the obvious Aurelian. 7.55, I like the chances of Red Stars each way. Munashid is the choice in a very trappy looking 8.25. And in the final race, I'll put up Multiculture each way as a decent each way bet there. Thanks very much for listening on this podcast on Monday, July the 4th. I'm signing off now until tomorrow, where we're going to be recording another card from Roscommon tomorrow evening. So please join us then. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.